make noises, okay?
This is Charles Spirin, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway. Join us at the Upper Hall of the Spire on Saturday, November 30th for Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with our friends at the Independent Wrestling Academy. The show is main evented by an Academy Championship match between Alexei Ormov and Geriatric. Also watch as Billy Baxter makes his professional wrestling debut against KL Shock. Proceeds from ticket sales support CFRC's funding drive. Get your tickets via CFRC.ca or IWACanada.ca and get ready to rock the Spire.
Hi, this is Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
This is Paul Corniello. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
Everyone from coast to coast to coast.
Yeah.
We're coming at you live. It's a little bit after 9 o'clock. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, or take us with you wherever you go.
Wherever you go.
To the beach, to the ball game.
Yeah.
To the indoor outhouse. Wherever you go.
Wherever you go.
Listen to us.
Yeah.
Because you got nothing better to do. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And yeah, it's Indie Morning Wake Up, the Wednesday edition, getting you through your hump day in a good, timely fashion.
Yeah.
Keeping it classy here.
Oh, always.
God darn classy. Only the finest brass spittoons for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Wednesday. It is November 20th. We're barreling through the month.
Yeah. It's gone by pretty quickly.
It kind of has. I think that maybe this unusually nice weather that we've been having, at least in Kingston, I can't speak for the rest of the listening area, but Kingston, we've been getting some weirdly, like we've been flirting with winter a little bit. None of the white stuff yet.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
A bit flirtatious.
Yes. Yeah. Like that.
We haven't made a commitment yet.
Like a side eye at the supermarket when you're going through the Chef Boyardee aisle.
You know, we're still just seeing each other.
Exactly. Yeah. So we haven't committed to winter yet, but so that's probably why it's going by so quickly. It's just been so nice out.
Yeah.
We are expecting a little bit of rain action in the Kingston area starting tomorrow and possibly tapering through the weekend. So enjoy this relatively nice day today. And if you're looking for stuff to do over the weekend, we do like a community events roundup segment. So we just find some interesting things that are happening in and around Kingston. First and foremost, you can go to CFRC.ca. They've got a nice big events page there that has a lot of stuff going on. I know that in a few weeks' time, we're going to do the Wrestling School of Rock show. That is not this coming weekend, but the weekend after at the Spire, which is Sydenham Street United Church. We're going to be up in the upper hall.
Yes.
Our own Jesse Bell is putting that show on as part of the melange of CFRC fundraising events that are happening.
Yeah.
Is melange a word?
I guess.
I'm thinking of menage, maybe.
Maybe.
It's that pineapple that's up on the corkboard. Anywho.
Anywho.
It's going to be a good show. It's
and we'll have our very own Jeff the Movie Nerd.
Yeah, I'll be there.
As a host.
Yeah.
Hostess with the mostest.
Lauren and I are going to be doing broadcast commentary.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Complete with some costumes.
Yeah, I gotta find a bad jacket is what I've got to do. Yeah. Watching that Mike Tyson fight, I found that I was listening very intently to the commentators for the TV broadcast. What are they talking about? How are they talking about it? When are they talking? Mm-hmm. And how are they not talking over each other? Which was a good...
So you got some good tips at
all?
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah.
Okay, great.
It was Roy Jones Jr., Rosie Perez... and some WWE commentator.
Uh-huh.
And they were very good, the three of them.
Good.
They had a good groove. Yeah.
So you're gonna blow it out of the water.
Lord willing. It should be pretty good.
You have a very deep voice from time to time.
When things get serious, absolutely. So that's coming up in...
So that's coming up.
Yeah.
Tonight, for those of you who remember, back in the day at MTV, we have the Portuguese Prince, as he's known in some places. Sean Desmond is coming down to Kingston, Kingston Town. He's coming down. He's going to be at the Ale House tonight.
Nice.
I believe at 7. Yeah, so you can check him out, Sean Desmond.
Better see if there's still tickets available.
Maybe. So just take a look online to see if there's still more tickets to be available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll play a little Sean Desmond in the next set.
Yeah, a little Sean there.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, check that out. That's gonna be a good time.
Big deal.
Stuff going on tomorrow, Thursday. The Kingston Public Market is open from 8:30 until 4 at Springer Market Square. Also on Thursday, the Kingston Community Health Center is doing a weekly Penguins Seniors Social Group for individuals 55 and over from 9:30 until 11:30. That's at the Kingston Community Health Center. I think that's on Weller Avenue. So get out there, get active, meet some new people. There's a lot of older folks in this town, and socializing, especially as the weather gets cold, is very important. You know, we gotta stay together. Gotta get that human connection.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also, last but not least, Friday, November 22nd, the YMCA is going to be hosting a weekly, their weekly fresh food market from 9:30 until 12:30.
Very good.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the nighttime Santa Claus parade.
Oh, my goodness.
That is happening November 23rd, starting at 5 p.m.
This Saturday.
Yeah.
Great way to get downtown.
Yes. It's a wonderful event. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
You'll see. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting a little bit raspy. lots of, floats and people having a good time.
Yeah.
And I think at the end, they light the giant Christmas tree downtown in Springer Square.
Have you seen the tree?
I haven't seen the tree in person, but I know it's very big.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal when it lights up.
Last year we were down there and Springer Market Square was packed.
It was packed. It was
wall
awesome.
To wall. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh my goodness. I almost forgot. The best part though is we were standing there waiting for the tree to get lit and they're doing the countdown, 10, 9, yada, yada. And just as it gets to 1, a bus pulls in front of a whole crowd of people on the street and stops. And you just hear this pocket of citizens angrily yelling at this bus to move.
Oh.
So I felt bad for those families that just missed the lighting.
Yeah.
So hopefully Kingston Transit has their routes in order this year.
Yes, yes. It was great last year. So
it's gonna be a lot
of highly
fun.
Recommend that you guys come down and bring your kids. And even if you don't have your kids, just come down. It's a good event.
It's a long route too. Like it goes from like the Novellis complex all the way down Princess Street.
Yeah.
We walk
the whole thing.
I ran it. It was tiring. It was good though.
I had a good time.
I felt it the next morning. So we'll probably go down there and just watch it this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time though.
Yeah.
Got to see that Sandy Claus. Got to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Got to get my list in.
Check it twice.
I hope I've been good this year.
I hope so.
I haven't been good this morning. I know that. So yeah, lots of stuff going on. But again, check out CFRC.ca for more events and happenings and goings-ons.
Around town.
Yeah. Shall we get back to the tunes?
I think we should.
Well, I'll say what we said. I'll say what we listened to in the last set.
Okay.
We had a little bit of Sure Shot by the Beastie Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And that reminded me of the greatest music documentary I've ever seen. Came out in the 2010s, early 20-aughts. And it was called Beastie Boys, I Effin' Shot That. And what they did, it was a concert in Madison Square Garden. It was just before smartphones became a thing.
Yeah.
And they picked 80 random people before the show. They brought them into an office. And they gave every one of them a handy cam. and they had everyone filming the concert from various vantage points in the garden. And then it took them 2 years to edit it down into one feature-length concert movie.
Yeah.
And it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. It's great. It's well worth a watch.
Okay.
It was available out of Shout Factory, so I'm assuming it's got a Blu-ray release, but it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And again, time before smartphones, handy cams everywhere.
I know. What a time it was.
Yeah. We also heard in that last set brand new stuff from Hawaii Mighty with Pursuit Freestyle. And we opened up that last set with new stuff from Jesse Reyes and Ari Lennox with Just Like That. And just like that, we're going to get back to the tunes. This is a request that we had. If you're wanting to donate some money to CFRC for our funding drive and get a request on the air, big shout out to Ara McCauley, who generously donated and requested a song from a local punk band called Owl Farm. And speaking of handy cams and that generation, I was looking up Owl Farm and they go way back. I've seen videos of them talking about their MySpace account.
Ooh.
Did you have a MySpace account?
I didn't.
No, neither did I.
No,
you're too cool for that.
I just did, what did I do? Messenger.
Yeah.
And MSN.
Yeah, MSN. Messenger and ICQ.
I didn't have ICQ. We did before that. We had Simpatico. Remember Simpatico?
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember dial-up?
Oh, we should just play dial-up noises.
Yeah, for sure.
Really get people tuning in.
Yeah.
How about, I'll play some actual music. So again, big shout out to Ara McCauley for donating to CFRC. Thank you very much for your contribution, helping nerds like us stay on the air.
Like us.
Yeah. So this is Kingston Punk Legends Owl Farm, and this is their track, Flames Bond.
All right.
Right here on CFRC.
All right, let's do it.
This is a song about a pyromaniac super spy. It's called Flames Bond. They asked if I was bonded, if I wouldn't look me in the eye. Well, that's when I absconded, rather than tell a lie. I could have responded, pretend to be another guy. They asked if I responded, so that's why I kissed them all goodbye. They asked, was I unlawful? I thought, oh yeah, you freaking bet. If they're already acting awful, probably the best I'm gonna get. When torches become hostile,
success for breakfast with skim milk.
Set that. Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Look like I know what a JPEG is. I just want a picture of a goddang hot dog.
I'll put some sounds on. There's a bad atmosphere in here.
Why won't she be mine? I wish I was more attractive like Douglas. Still, one can only dream.
I'm a one-track lover, down a two-way lane. Driving fast down the highway, must have been insane. Cause the temperature's too high, traveling way too fast. And I knew our loving was too hot to last.
She's smooth, like ice, cold to the touch, and it isn't very nice when you left alone. Your lady treats you bad, leaves you hang on the phone, take off. Shove your loving in the wheels, put the pedal to the floor, cause you're heading for the hills, got to get away. Can't take it no more, man, you don't need this, leave her at the door.
The door, the door, the door.
Sanch, open the door, open the door, Sanch.
Sanch.
My keys, look out, here comes the Mercedes, and all you coming out tonight. Watch out, cause I'm gonna get mine. This is how we rock it in the T-Dot. Come on in and throw it up. Mr. DJ, come on and turn it up. This is how we rock it in the T-Dot. Over here at the bar, everything looking good so far. I see a shorty coming out my way. Better think about what to say. She said, yo, what the deal? But you know, it's you I feel. So I said I'm gonna do you right, and tonight we're gonna have a good time. This is how we rock it in the T-Dot. Come on in and throw it up. Mr. DJ, come on and turn it up. This is how we rock it in the T-Dot.
Singing along to that whole thing.
The whole thing. I just remember it. It was good times.
What was that track called? I've already forgotten.
Get Ready.
There we go.
Get Ready by Sean Desmond.
Are you getting ready
first
to see?
First time I heard the term, the T-Dot. T-Dot meaning Toronto.
Oh, that's what that means?
That's what that means.
Sean Desmond, everyone. Right here on CFRC. Are you going to the show tonight?
I think I should go.
You said you've got a golden ticket.
I got a golden ticket.
You got to flex your CFRC, you know, weight around.
Maybe.
We'll make you up a fake little badge. You can just barge in backstage. I'm with CFRC.
Love CFRC. Nice. I have no idea what would I ask him. Well, I don't know.
No?
I don't know. I would just say like, hey, just welcome to Kingston.
Is he married?
He is. He's happily married.
I see.
The lovely lady and he has children.
That's what you'd ask him. Are you happily married? But that's tonight at the Ale House, eh?
Yes. That's, tonight at 7.
Nice. Yeah. That's going to be a good time.
I think it'd be fun.
Right on.
I think it's a smaller venue, right? So it's going to, it's Ale House? I've never been in there.
No, Ale House is fairly large.
Oh, is it? Yeah, oh, I've never been in there.
Oh, it's a great, it's an old movie theater, actually. So when you're there tonight, you'll see that they still have the old curtains in front of the stage from when it used to be a movie theater. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And they've got a Piper Cub airplane hanging from the rafters by cables.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's an airplane made of wood and fabric.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. You'll be able to take some good pictures tonight when you're there.
Well, by myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until you, I don't know, you'll see.
You'll see.
There'll be a lot of like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
Before Sean Desmond, we heard One Track Lover by Matt Berry. That was from the Garth Marenghi's Dark Place soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna want to check that out. Also in that set, we had a new one by Chasing Luma with their track Echo. And also in there, Paris Ete from Alvida, another brand new one. And we opened it up with a brand new punk song, or sorry, a newish punk song from Owl Farm. That's a Kingston band called Flames Bond. And that was a request from Ara McCauley, who donated to the CFRC funding drive. And when you donate to CFRC funding drive, you can get a request on
the
air.
Yes, I believe I've met her. Very, very lovely, lovely person.
Absolutely. Yeah. And great taste in music.
Yeah.
So keep donating and request more because I like that.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It was a good track.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right on. So this time of morning, we like to do our segment called Screen Time when you're not busy hobnobbing around with Shawn Mendes and celebrities.
Shawn Desmond.
I keep forgetting. Goodness.
It's so, Shawn Desmond.
Shawn Desmond.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Buried my head in the sand for the rest of the show. We like to talk about movies, TV, video games. The colder months are coming, and so there might be some evenings where you want to hunker in and just turn on the boob tube and see what's going on.
Yeah.
We got things to talk about, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really excited.
Yes.
First and foremost, celebrity birthdays, they are our social betters, therefore they deserve to be worshipped by us.
Okay.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Happy 65th birthday to Sean Young, star of Blade Runner and other such movies back in the day.
Okay.
And happy 61st birthday to Ming-Na Wen. Those will know her from more recently. She's on the Star Wars TV shows on Disney Plus. Like not the Mandalorian, but the Boba Fett show. But she did the voice of the original Mulan back in the day. And she was Chun-Li in Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Mm.
So she's been around for a while.
A while.
And she's still excellent.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah, happy 61st. 61st.
61st.
I can speak, right?
You can.
I hope.
When you want to.
When I want to. Gladiator 2 is coming out this weekend. You gonna go see it?
I don't know. Should we go see it?
I want to go see it. For weeks, we've been on the fence about whether or not it's going to be any good.
Yeah.
But I still want to be there first weekend just to see it.
We could go see it if you want.
I'm down. I'm very down.
Yeah, you're down for that?
Yeah.
Okay,
I want to be part of the conversation.
And and see if it's really, you know, I feel like my first impression was that it was heavily CGI.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
But maybe like when you go see it, it's well integrated.
Maybe they fixed it since the trailer came out.
Yeah.
Because we were saying how the first one had some CG in it, like the Colosseum was famously all done with computer effects.
Yeah, you know what it was? The monkeys. The clip of the monkeys.
Yeah.
It was a bit, you could just tell.
They look cartoony.
Yeah.
So they did it so well 25 years ago. Hopefully it's a little bit smoothed over, but... We'll see. Yeah, the star of it, not Russell Crowe, the Irish actor whose name escapes me. I saw him on Hot Ones this past week. Very charismatic, funny guy.
Mm.
So, you know, I've got some hope. Denzel Washington.
And maybe they're trying to build him up as the next big thing.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah.
This is a big film for him, then.
It's a huge film, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've never seen it, but if he lives at the end, Ridley Scott is already writing Gladiator 3, so they've got confidence, yeah.
Wow. Are they ever going to write original scripts anymore? Or are we just going to, we seem to be barreling down this road
of remakes and rehashes?
Or this pit, or whatever.
I was reading a thing on the Hollywood Reporter that there was a romantic comedy spec script that just sold for $2 million. And they think that might be a shift back towards original screenplays.
Romantic comedy.
Yeah.
A rom-com.
Yeah. $2 million for a spec script.
It's been a while since it was really a rom-com era. I feel like the 90s.
It's just,
you know what I mean? You had your Matthew McConaughey.
I was just going to say.
You had your Jennifer Lopez all over the place. Who else was kind of in a rom-com all the time?
All the time, Mark Ruffalo and... They were cheap to make and they made a lot of money and...
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah. You don't get too many rom-coms these days.
Yeah. We were kind of out of it, but maybe we'll be back into it now.
Exactly. Because, again, it's an original thing and you want a nice movie that isn't a superhero flick to go
and just,
out and see.
Just chill. That doesn't it's not on your... Nothing gets on your nerves.
Yeah.
People do... There is a market for that. It's Christmas time, so the Hallmark Christmas movies. Just chill.
Exactamundo.
Yeah, sometimes you want that.
Lacey Chabert needs work. She needs your money. She's only doing 6 movies a year. She needs to do more.
Lacey Chabert.
Is she
in Hallmark films?
Tons. She's in the newest one.
I feel like I know. There was some controversy that a former executive from Hallmark was, she was saying that they were, what's the word? They were against, that the word is not against, but against certain actresses because they were getting older.
Discriminating. I hate hearing that, yeah.
Yeah, because once you get a certain age, you can ask for more money. And so they were too expensive and too old. Too expensive and too old.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's why people tune in, because they like her.
Yeah.
My mother watched the latest one that she did on Netflix. I think it was about a sexy snowman that comes to life in a small town.
Of course.
Number one on Netflix right now.
It's always a small town. These things happen.
Yeah, it's a big city woman who is too busy and can't slow down, but then the sexy snowman romances her or something.
Oh, wow.
But she wasn't a fan of the movie, but no, they filmed it in Brockville, though.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
So I think there's always a market for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How absolutely. Do we get into these little things?
I don't know. Just wander on to set.
Yeah, just be like one of the extras just drinking coffee or something.
Hang out.
That'd be fun.
You got to know the right people, I guess.
I guess.
You got to know the right people, like Kingston's own Dean Desbois. He is an animator who came up through the ranks from Disney. He's from Kingston, went to school in Ottawa, got hired by Disney. Responsible for the How to Train Your Dragon movies.
Wow.
That brings us to our next headline.
Yeah, what is it?
The teaser trailer for the live-action How to Train Your Dragon movie just popped online today. Mm. And oh boy, my heartstrings are getting torn asunder.
Torn asunder?
I love How to Train Your Dragon.
I guess I've got to check that one out too, because I haven't seen that.
It's great. About a young Viking boy from a town that hates dragons and hunts them down. And then he finds one that's injured in the woods. They become friends. And they have this secret friendship. And he learns how to train them. And
really?
All about misunderstanding things that you are afraid of.
And the dragon saves his life?
It's great. Yeah. So they're filming that in Ireland right now. Ooh. Dean Desbois from Kingston is directing it. Gerard Butler just did an interview the other day talking about his 90 pounds of costume he had to carry around.
Why?
Because he's a Viking king, and so he had armor and fur.
But wait. Is this real? Like a live action?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
A live action remake.
A live action remake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, check out YouTube because the teaser trailer just came on.
Yeah, okay, sure.
And the microphone's all wet because I was crying all over it.
When
Hiccup touches Toothless's face and they bond for the first time.
My goodness.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom and weep for a second.
Oh my goodness.
Not before we rattle off some more headlines and birthdays.
All right. You gonna be okay?
No. I'm all right because it's Joel McHale's 53rd birthday. That's right. Jeff Winger from Community and The Soup. People might remember him from E! Hollywood's The Soup. Okay. But he's a very swarmy, funny guy. And the Community movie is coming down the pipeline. So those who are fans of Community, 6 seasons and a movie, they're going to do it.
Very popular.
Very popular, yeah, absolutely. Last but not least, the 2024 Video Game Awards are coming up. They're going to be streamed live on YouTube, I think Friday, December 13th, somewhere around that weekend. I'm a video game nerd. Don't know if you could tell from listening.
A little bit.
So I enjoy video games, but much like the Academy Awards, I like the award ceremonies because there's so much out there that I just need someone to tell me what's good. I don't want to waste my money on something that's not going to be any good.
Right.
Video games are very expensive and I'm not made of cash.
Well, what's an average game? What's the cost of an average game?
$50 to $80, depending. Mm. The top tier ones are about $80, and that's like the basic game without any expansions or add-ons or whoop-de-doos.
Okay.
So I like these game awards because they present you with the nominees and they give you a good overview of what, again, if you're a listener and the holiday seasons are coming up, you want to know what to spend money on and you're significant other, maybe you've got a nerd in the family, but you don't want to drop $80 on something that's going to be garbage.
Right.
Check out the Video Game Awards and see what the nominees are. The nominees are up right now too, so you can go to any website, any old website, and check it out. Some of the standouts for me are Astrobot, which was a very fun 3D platformer for all ages, lots of fun, very bright and very colorful. Also nominated for Best Game of the Year besides the surprise hit Astrobot. We've got things like Balatro, which I think is a blackjack card game that's really good. Black Myth Wukong, which is a Chinese-produced video game about a monkeyed king kung fu ninja. And you go around fighting mythical creatures with your bow staff as a monkey king.
A monkey king.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really want to play that one. Elden Ring Shadow of the Urge Tree. It's the first time a game expansion's ever been nominated for Game of the Year. So it's not the actual game, it's just an add-on. So that's interesting. Hmm. Final Fantasy 7? V11, that's 7, right?
I think that's 7.
There's a lot of Final Fantasy games.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy Rebirth and something called Metaphor Re-Fantasio. I have no idea what that is.
Re-Fantasio.
But like I said, it got nominated for Game of the Year, so I'll check it out.
Okay.
And then the other thing, just before we get back to the tunes, I really like checking out the nominees for things like Games for Impact, which are games that are all based around social change and activism. So the one that won last year was a game that was designed for deaf children and children that are hearing impaired, and you played as someone who was deaf, and it was a game about music and sound and recognizing rhythm and patterns.
Okay.
And it seemed very interesting. You know, not just your typical shoot aliens,
right,
bad guys bad kind of game.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and then I also just like to check out what the best, like, independent games are. You know, like, I hear good things about Lorelei and the Laser Eyes or Animal Well and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So again, you know, we're grown adults who work jobs or don't have time to sift through all this stuff.
Yeah.
Let
the video game people tell us what's good.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, check out the nominees are online now. And then the 10th anniversary of the Video Game Awards is going to be on mid-December, basically. Okay. Right in time for the holiday or shopping season.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You excited?
I'm excited. I
think you are, yeah.
I like my video games. I've been blopping hard these days.
Blopping.
It's Call of Duty Black Ops.
Because I left you.
I'm going, yes, that's right. You left town and I went full nerd. You came back. I had a scruffy beard and my hands are like, they're misshapen.
They're atrophied now.
To the controller, yeah. I can't do anything else. But I'm getting real good at Black Ops.
Okay.
Find me on PlayStation Network at rock-bot_3000 and prepare to get spanked.
And that's you?
Yeah.
So if I was to, I guess, get all of this equipment.
Yeah.
That would be your handle? Yep. And that's how I would, like, play with you?
Hey, play with me, play against me, get humbled, basically.
Get humbled.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, well.
rock-bot_3000.
Okay, everybody, you heard it. You heard it here.
I dare you first. To find me. Yeah. Awesome. Well, we'll get back to the tunes.
All right.
Enough nerding out for 1 week. This is a brand new one from Des Domanas. This is called the Duke Ellington Bridge. Right here on CFRC with me, the nerd.
And Simone the Moan.
Never is. still calling for praise. I'm a praying mantis, that this is life.
Ah, nothing like the first cup of dumpster juice in the morning.
Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
So different this time. I don't know who to trust.
groceries. And I can't argue, I won't bear the hysterical. I'll never give you your comic miracle. You pour your soul in the pot. Yeah, that's rich, you cradle a sacred heart. And I know there will never be a day where you creep up behind yourself and you say,
up and at them.
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 Better.
Should have put my trust in our Lord's plan. I live right, I live just like a young boy must, like I should, but I tell you, man, something gotta give, cause the right way to live and hitting it, you understand. I need a wild, wild love, the kind of scare your mother. Need the God, this girl I can. It's not every day of the week. Stop, stare, there flowers in her hair. She's the gothiest girl I can. She got old school blue tattoos, big black boots on too, polka dot dress and flames on her chest. She's the gothiest girl I can. It's kinda hot when she calls me dog, and daddy at the swing dance bar. She's neat and nifty like a 1950. The gothiest girl I can.
everyone. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we just heard an oldie but a goodie from Corb Lund. That was the gothest girl I can. Mm. Just trying to find the gothest girl he can.
Yeah. Why not? Just trying. Why not?
Opposites attract, I guess.
Go for it.
Yeah. This is CFRC, the place to be. We're on the tail end of the Indie Wake Up Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Thanks again for coming along.
Yeah. Have we come down a little bit from our sugar high?
Maybe, yeah.
A little bit.
I need to start bringing more coffee.
More
two coffees.
Yeah.
Keep that energy going. Before Corb Lund, we heard a brand new one from Shanice with Sacred Heart. Also in there, Chose Sauvage from Quebec, their new one, Anjou. Very funky music video. Mm. And what else did we have in there? We opened it up with Des Dimonas with the Duke Ellington Bridge. Brand new stuff.
Mm.
Nothing but the best for you guys.
Always.
Oh, yeah. What did we learn today in summation? What did we learn today that we didn't know yesterday?
Mm, kids are something else.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're lovely, and they're also something else.
They're something else, yeah. We've been, I agree with that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hanging out with my niece and learning all about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, absolutely.
We also learned that Sean...
Desmond
is coming to town tonight. He's at the Ale House tonight, so you're going to want to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good, though. So good.
Yeah.
What else did we learn? We learned that it's Mulan's birthday today, the actress that plays Mulan, 61.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to rewatch the original Mulan.
Yeah.
Best Disney movie ever made.
It's good.
Yeah. And we learned that our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods have all your holiday gift needs ready to rumble.
So come on down.
Yeah.
Take a look around and pick something out.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you're a student and let's say you're a student who has exam, you're going to leave town in a couple weeks, get those local Christmas gifts for your family. The honey. We got local honey.
And the candles.
Yeah. The beeswax candles.
Yes. Totally 100% natural. And good for the environment, good for you.
They smell great.
Yeah.
Amazing. Awesome. Well, I think we'll sign off. Keep it locked and ready to rock all day long on CFRC. We are in the midst of the funding drive.
Yes, so don't hesitate. You know, keep the legacy going on and on and on.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have your money.
Yeah.
And we'd love to play your song.
Yes.
So please, don't hesitate to donate to a wonderful cause that's wonderful for the community and just great for young people.
Yeah.
And... not so young people alike.
I 100% agree.
Yeah, awesome. Great for everyone.
Well, we'll sign off. We're going to play ourselves out with a brand new one from Our Lady Peace with I Want to Be Your Drug. And if we get to it, we've got a new one from Maddie J with Name Your Price. Mm. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Catch y'all next week.
All right, take care.
I got a feeling you lost your faith in me. Take your pound of flesh, it's all that I got left. I hope you find relief. I got a bad taste, way too far gone for peace. Remind me what I did, was it me or was it it? Is there nothing left for me? I wanna be a dream.
I got a feeling.
And I'm Megan.
Together we are Lark and Poe.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
The Museum of Lennox in Addington invites you to join them over the holidays celebrating Friday Night Lights on Friday, November 29th, December 6th, and December 13th. Stop by the museum between 5 to 8 p.m. each night for a free visit, live music, open galleries, festive crafts with local artists in the Creation Corner, shopping in the museum gift shop, and a special museum kids holiday shop where kids can shop for $2 gifts and have their presents wrapped. Plus, attendees can also enjoy an immersive seasonal candlelit play, House Guest, created by and starring Kingston-based Emerging Actors and Dance School of Drama and Music University students. Advance tickets are $10. Details at countymuseum.ca.
Did you know about Canadian guidelines for standard alcoholic beverages? The standard drink contains 17.05 millimeters of pure alcohol. That's the equivalent of one 12-ounce bottle of 5% beer, one 12-ounce bottle of 5% cider, one 5-ounce glass of 12% wine, or 1.5